Crossing the border between the U.S. and Canada by land is a pretty clear-cut process, but crossing by boat on the St. Lawrence River is different. The border threads through the Thousand Islands, splitting the river. For over a century, this was a soft border, barely acknowledged by boaters. But after the September 11th terrorist attacks, a confusing set of rules and practices was put in place. And as WRVO's Julia Botero reports, river regulators say this year is worse than ever.
It all started with a meeting at the Antique Boat Museum in Clayton on a Saturday in June. Here's a report from Channel 7 News.
Canadian and U.S. officials met with boaters in Clayton today to tell them the new rules for crossing by water between the two countries. The meeting left many in attendance upset.
The Canadian border agents made it clear that if American boats are weaving back and forth across the border, they have to call the Canadian Border Services Agency the moment they cross into Canadian waters, even if they never set foot on Canadian land. This upset people. Here's Assemblywoman Addie Russell at the meeting.
But Uncle Sam's, who crosses over for a very short period of time into Canadian waters, is going to have to report in and then report when they come back? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, that's kind of a problem.
Pat Simpson was at that meeting. He summers on his houseboat in Alexandria Bay with his wife, who's Canadian.
So half my family is in Canada, and we go back and forth all the time by car and by boat.
Simpson was mayor of Alex Bay for 7 years, so he figures he knows a bit about the rules. He says he'd never heard about this new one that says you have to stop your boat and call on your cell phone to Canada the first time you cross the border. Simpson admits he hasn't bothered to make that call.
No, I have not.
And he weaves back and forth between the islands on both sides of the border a lot.
Because I've spoken with a great number of people who have called in and been told that it's not necessary.
This is where things get confusing. The word on what American boaters are supposed to do changes depending on who you ask. Boaters who've called in have been told by Canadian border agents that they don't have to call in. Take Ken Federici, for example. He was in Alex Bay one weekend in July. He was planning on sightseeing on the Canadian side of the St. Lawrence, so he spoke to a Canadian agent before he went out.
He goes, "Are you going to be anchoring?" I said, "No." He said, "Are you going to be fishing?" I said, "No." And I told him, I said, "I don't plan on stepping foot on Canadian soil."
Federici says what the agent told him next surprised him.
He said, "Well," he goes, "if you're not going to anchor, fish, or step, you know, on Canadian soil," he goes, "you don't need to call in."
Really? If you're confused, don't worry. So was Federici. He'd heard everywhere that boaters who cross into Canadian waters have to call in right away. So why did this agent tell Federici he didn't?
Welcome to the Canada Border Services Agency's telephone reporting center.
Okay, so I called the Canadian Border Agency myself. I asked the agent on the phone, what should an American boater do when they cross into Canadian waters on their boats? This is what the agent said.
For people who do not plan to land on Canadian soil but may have crossed the border while cruising, they can use their cellular phone to call the telephone reporting center to report their presence in Canadian waters.
Is that a requirement?
Yes.
So this is the same thing officials said at the boat museum. I asked the agent why he thought other boaters had been hearing from other agents over the phone that calling in wasn't necessary.
You know what? I don't know why they would provide that answer.
So I called the agency back later to talk to someone else. I told this agent I was planning to be on a boat that afternoon, but I added a little something different. I told him I'd be stopping my boat for a swim, a pretty typical boat ride, and that prompted a totally different response.
Basically, if you're just in transit from one point in the United States to another point in the U.S., you just go straight through Canadian waters. You don't stop or swim or do anything. You just go point A to point B. Then you don't have to report. But if you stop to do anything else, you know, swim, fishing along the way, you do have to report.
So if we stop and swim, even if we don't anchor, we're just swimming and we're in Canadian waters, we do have to call?
Yes.
Okay. So to recap, this agent says boaters must call Canada only if they stop, even to swim, in Canadian waters. It's a subtle difference, but important. Canada can seize your boat and charge a large fine if you break the rules. Doug McClelland says all this confusion is ridiculous. He's Canadian and owns an island on the river. He says he's seen fewer boaters on the river every year.
You go to a cocktail party or having a coffee with someone,
it invariably comes around to these silly rules that are confusing and make it difficult for everybody.
McClellan presented a petition on behalf of the Thousand Islands Association to the local chamber of Canadian Parliament, demanding that everyone in the U.S. and the Canadian Border Agency be on the same page. McClellan says Americans who signed the petition left comments.
The message is very clear from Americans that coming to Canada is simply not worth the hassle.
So far, no American boats have been seized and no boaters have been fined. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in the Thousand Islands.